AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Republican-controlled Oklahoma legislature passes a bill that would ban abortions with few exceptions. Two remaining providers in the state say they will stop performing abortions as soon as the governor signs that bill. It would prohibit all abortions except to save the life of a pregnant woman or if the pregnancy is a result of rape or incest that's been reported to police. GOP-controlled states across the country have been pushing to pass bills to overturn abortion. Peyton Gendron, the white man accused of killing 10 black people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, appeared in court, standing silently during a brief proceeding. As he was led out, someone shouted, "Peyton, you're a coward." He's being held in jail without bail. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
The evidence collection phase of this portion of the investigation inside the top supermarket has been concluded.
The top supermarket was the only market serving the neighborhood. Company President John Persons promises to reopen the store as soon as possible, but he can't give a timeline just yet. The Senate sends a $40 billion Ukraine aid bill to President Biden.
The Senate gave final approval Thursday to a fresh $40 billion aid package for Ukraine, sending the bill to President Joe Biden for his signature. The legislation that includes military, economic, and food aid for Ukraine and U.S. allies passed on a vote of 86 to 11. Both party leaders, Democrat Chuck Schumer and Republican Mitch McConnell, urged passage.
It's a fight we should not and cannot turn away from.
I encourage every senator on both sides to join this bipartisan supermajority.
Every Democrat who voted approved the measure, as did most Republicans. But all the no votes came from Republicans, which was also the case last week when the House approved the legislation 368 to 57. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is AP News. A Ukrainian military medic, not heard from since her capture by the Russians in March, wore a body camera in Mariupol.
A wounded little girl cries in pain and fear as she is led in on a stretcher. The girl's brother is also taken into hospital. Payevska starts to weep as she realizes the young boy is not going to make it. She walks outside and tells her colleague, "The boy is gone. The boy has died. They're still giving CPR to the girl. Maybe she will survive." Paramedic Sergei Chernoprivets, who worked with Payevska, told the AP, "She helped whoever needed help, including Russians. I cannot say that she's some kind of radical or Nazi. She, like a real medic, is apolitical and helps everyone who needs it." A Ukrainian fighter pulls up an injured Russian soldier who's handcuffed and kneeling on the ground, his face covered by a wool balaclava. Payevska explains why she treats them. "I cannot do otherwise. They're prisoners of war." I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.